to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Thank God for allowing me to be on this radio broadcast to bring forth the Word of God, to give you good news. And thank God that we're able to see another day. And we still are in the month of January. And thank God for all that we are to make us all what He wants us to be in His glory and His purpose for us in this life that we are in. I truly thank God that I'm able to bring forth this word. And thank God for giving me the opportunity to share the word of God. We know we are going through a lot of perilous time now, perilous days, hours, minutes, seconds. But one thing about it, we got the Lord on our side. And He is really, truly our righteous God. God never failed. We might fail, but God never failed. He never failed with His promise. Whatever God said He's going to do, He's going to do it. Because He promised us with His word. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ for being our Redeemer. And thank God for being who He is to us in this hour. And thank God for His love. For God so loved the world that He gave us, oh praise God, His Son, Jesus Christ. So truly I thank God for you brothers in the body of Christ. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for your righteousness. Thank God for His righteousness. And I thank God for every one of you who rise early on a Saturday morning, things that you have to do for the Lord. Some of you are just coming off your job. Some are going to your job. Praise God. Some of you are going to be checking on your loved ones who are probably in a nursing home, probably in their home as well. Thank God for Jesus. Some of you are going on the ministry, in street ministry, to minister to the homeless, to the unfortunately ones. But thank God that He gives you the opportunity to bring forth the Word of God to those who need the word, because the word is like a light bulb, is like a light shining in the darkness of their life. And thank God for Jesus Christ, because He is that word. But I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. This morning, praise God, I thank God for allowing me to share the word, like I said, and I truly thank God for the word of God. And I am going into, and I truly thank God for Matthew, the 25th chapter. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. You know, the Lord always teaches us the word. And when He gives us something pertaining to the life we are in, it always comes to pass. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ in His word today. And I'm going into Matthew, the 25th chapter. And I truly thank God for His love and His mercy in this hour. And I thank God for Jesus. And I truly thank God. I praise His holy name. And I'm going to read the word of God and start at the 14th verse of the 25th chapter of Matthew. "Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and trusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion
to their abilities. He then left on his trip. The servant who received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money and earn 5 more. The servant with 2 bags of silver also went to work and earned 2 more. But the servant who received the 1 bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master money. After a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they had used his money. The servant to whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, "Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 5 more. The master was full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling the small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibility. Let's celebrate together." The servant who had received the 2 bags of silver came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 2 more. The master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibility. Let's celebrate together." Then the servant with the 1 bag of silver came and said, "Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gather crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here is your money back." But the master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant. If you knew I harvest crops I didn't plant and gather crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I could have gotten some interest on it." Then he ordered, "Take the money from this servant, give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. To those who use well what they were given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. Now throw this useless servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This is a message for us right here. And I thank God for Jesus. When the Lord gives us something to do, he expects us to do it. That's called stewardship. When God gives us a ministry, he expects us to carry out the ministry that he had designed and ordained for his people, his servant, to do. Did you listen to the story of the 3 men? The first 2 did what rightfully in the eyes of God to do with the money. That's ministry. When God gives us a ministry, God expects us to carry out. Whether it be large, whether it be medium, or whether it be small, God wants us to be faithful in the ministry that he called us for. So when God ordained us to be steward of his financial concern, his needs, God expects us to carry out in a way that God would collect the interest of our lives. And thank God for Jesus. You know, God is so good that his mercy endures forever. And God expects us to do what's right in his presence. No shortcut, but to do what is right. That when he ordained us, like I said, and carried forth the ministry that he assigned us to do, we must carry it out and trust God every step of the way. But I truly thank God for the word of God. I truly thank God for all that he is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. And I thank God for his righteousness and mercy. So we need to trust God every step of the way. Those two men did exactly what God told them to do. But the third one, you listen to what it said, I was afraid and I buried in the earth. Well, did that money gain interest? No. And that's the way God expects us. God gained interest on us when he ordained us to do the work that he assigned us to do. And I truly thank God for all that he is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. So when God bless you a business and he expects you to carry out the business that you ask God to give you, be faithful to it. Be faithful to his business. And this is a prayer. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And I thank God. And I truly thank God for the word of God. And I want to read this prayer real quick. And I thank God for Jesus. Lord, a breakthrough. I consecrate my business and career into your hands. We bind every spirit of failure, sabotage, and competition that will hinder our success. We lose your favor, wisdom, and supernatural promotion upon our endurance. Let me find grace with clients, customers, and business partners. Give us creative ideas and strategies that will cause our business to prosper. We pray against dishonest competitors and unfair business practice direct toward us. Let integrity and excellence be the hallmark of our work. Open doors or opportunities that align with your purpose for our life. Bless the work of our hands and multiply our effort for your glory. Success and prosperity are our portion in Christ Jesus. Amen. And that's it. When we place our business, our adventure in God's hand, because God's the one who gave it to you, carry it out. Don't worry about what's the end going to be, but do what God commands you to do, to carry out the work that he assigned to you. Let God's mercy and grace be upon you and your business. When you have a business partner, pray that you have a prayer warrior that will stand with you and pray every day and place the business in God's hand. God is a business God, and he will see you through this. May the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you. Put God first in everything that you do, and watch God move on your behalf. You'll never know when God's going to burst open, praise God, that your business will expound and people will come because of the anointing that God placed on your life. So may the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you today. Put God first and watch him move on your behalf. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.